Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Iowa Ed Chat mini podcast of the week. We are going to recap the conversation around goals and aspirations for 2019 and hopefully leave you with a few reflective thoughts. This is Dan Butler, and I'm going to be joined by Andrea Townsley and Nick Duffy as we recap the weekly Iowa Educational Chat hosted on Twitter. We're going to point you in the direction of tonight's Twitter chat archive to continue the conversation and reflection. You can find that archive capturing all of the tweets, resources, and ideas at tinyurl.com/IAEdChat. As I mentioned, our topic tonight was goals and aspirations for 2019 as we explored some resolutions and ideas to recharge ourselves as educators in the new year within this Twitter conversation. There were some healthy comments and conversations in this Twitter chat, and we hope you will find useful information from our podcast. I am now going to hand things over to Andrea Townsley for her thoughts and reflections.
Thanks, Dan. Hey, everybody. For question 6 tonight, we asked, if it's not broken, don't fix it. What will you keep doing in the new year? And as I looked over all of the answers for question 6, it was definitely apparent that positivity in relationships were certainly a trend for question 6, but I also picked out a couple of responses that resonated with me. Margot Redlinger said, I will keep learning with my students and embrace growth mindset. And Margot, this is so important. Growth mindset is imperative for both students and adults. At Train Ugly is a great resource with some awesome videos to use to help with this message. Brian Claft said, without a doubt, making my students co-owners of my classroom. I want to refine it, but sharing our learning space has been positive for everyone. Brian, what a great thing to keep doing in 2019. Students should own what they're doing in classrooms, whether it's the content that they're learning or the environment for which they learn. It's a shared learning space for everybody, teachers and students. I'm also going to do something I don't usually do, but I'm going to quote my colleague Dan Butler with a shameless plug. He answered question 6 with a follow-up to his regular answer by saying, I will answer this one for everyone. You're welcome. I will continue to learn, grow, and share on Iowa EdChat each Sunday evening. I will also listen to the podcast on iTunes, rate it at 5 stars, and tell 3 friends about it. Thanks, Dan. We all need a little bit of Iowa Ed Chat in our lives to make sure that we are learning and growing together. And make sure you tell a friend about the podcast and bring a friend next week to the chat. I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to Nick for his thoughts on tonight's chat.
Thanks, Andrea. For question 1, we asked, when thinking about the new year, what excites you most about being in education in 2019? Jennifer Houlette at Jen Houlette said, what excites me is that there are always new ideas to try that other educators are willing to share and let others steal so that our students can learn. Terry Preston at Tech Teacher TLP shared, what really excites me is our students. I have such faith in the future because our students care about each other and our world, and they are motivated to make it a better place. Todd Bloomer at Yankee Todd wrote, every interaction I have with every stakeholder excites me. The school song, the pep rallies, the pride our school has all energize me. The people I'm around make me proud to be in education. And Megan Blakey at Blakey Megan offered, I'm most excited about the focus on building relationships and personalized learning. Our students are more and more getting their individual needs met and are being seen for what they're capable of, and not what their deficits are. I hope that everyone can tap into the excitement and freshness of the turn of a calendar page and keep the momentum going through June and beyond. Now, over to Dan.
Thank you very much, Andrea, Nick, and company for your thoughts, reflections, and takeaways. Question 7 stated, sometimes we need to stop doing things in order to be successful. What would you stop doing in 2019. Maria Lance kicked things off with this tweet. Stop justifying and making excuses. Our kids deserve better. It's easy to rationalize choices we make, but instead of doing that, I'm going to spend more time asking myself reflective questions so I can change my behavior. Great thoughts there, Maria. And Jennifer Howlett had this to say. I'd like to stop chasing perfection and comparing myself to others. Sage advice as well, Jennifer. And here's my take on this. What I need to stop doing is stop making assumptions and telling myself stories. I really need to focus on asking rather than assuming. And knowing that assumptions, they're dangerous. And so are the stories that we tell ourselves. So what I need to focus on is fact-checking myself and to provide myself with some forgiveness. Thank you for tuning in this evening and following our podcast. We really appreciate your engagement. Please visit tinyurl.com/IAEdChat to find all of our past archives, live shows, podcasts, and our contact information. Our website is loaded with resources, and please do not hesitate to contact us about topics that you would like to see or discuss on Iowa Ed Chat. You can subscribe to this podcast on a number of platforms, including Spotify, Podomatic, Apple Podcasts, and the Google Play Market. While you subscribe, give us a rating. Let us know what you think of our shows. We would love to hear your feedback. We are going to be back next week with another great topic. And until that time, be the change. Good night, everyone.